I'm going back to Utah. Utah is a place where I wanna be.
Welcome to Utah Famous, a podcast about the people, places, and history that make Utah so unexpectedly awesome. I'm Sarah. I'm a Utah transplant with Canadian roots.
And I'm Jordan, and I'm a Beehive State native.
Right on.
Right before we started recording this, yeah. I started singing Utah's state song, and it is the state song.
It's the state song.
So Sarah doesn't know this because she wasn't here in fifth grade. You learn all of the good Utah songs.
I missed out.
In fifth grade. I'm pretty sure it was fifth grade. Or maybe fourth grade. Anyway, it goes.
Are you going to sing it?
Just, it's so cheesy. It. Utah, people working together. Utah, what a great place to be. Blessed from heaven above. It's not written by Mormons at all. It's the land that we love. This is the place.
Why was this not our theme song? Why aren't we listening to this song
we
every
messed
week?
It up. Dang it.
It's,
I could
so
sing it
inspiring.
Every week. But just a little blurb. In 2003, Utah state legislator voted to change the state song from Utah, we love thee, to Utah, this is the place. Utah's original state song.
It's kind of new.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, when was I in fifth grade? I guess that would have been about the same time.
So there was a state song and they ditched it in 2003?
Yeah, so the original state song was designated as the Utah State Hymn in HB 223. I don't know what that number means.
Yeah.
Republican Dana Love from Syracuse sponsored the bill at the behest. What's a behest? At the behest of the Cook Elementary School class in Syracuse. Yeah, I guess, who, as quoted in the article from the Salt Lake Tribune on Friday, February 28th, 2003, they don't like the current state song, Utah, We Love Thee, that it wasn't very much fun to sing. That's exactly what an elementary school would say. The Cook Elementary School fourth graders sang it to the Utah senators before they voted on the change. That's kind of cool.
They sang the new song?
The fourth graders. Hey, I said it was fourth grade.
Or the boring old song.
The new song.
Okay.
And I just want to again say, fourth grade, I knew it. I remember I said fifth, but then I said fourth. It was fourth graders. That's when
follow
you
follow your intuition.
Yeah. And it was for the Utah Centennial Celebration.
Centennial.
It was written in 1996.
Okay.
And that's so that it was for the centennial then. And
wait, that's the sesquicentennial, is it not? Isn't it 150 years? Days of 47? 96? So that's 150 years, right?
Well, onlinelibrary.utah.gov. Just really messed this
Might
whole
need
thing up.
To correct a few things.
Anyway, it's a really good. Oh, there is actually a blurb about Brigham Young. I don't remember that part.
In the song.
In the song. Hold on.
Well, obviously there is.
Okay, ready? Utah with its mountains and valleys. Utah with its canyons and streams. You can go anywhere, but there's none that compare. This is the place. Okay, I don't know the rest. It was Brigham Young who led the pioneers across the plains. They suffered with the trials they had to face. With faith, they kept on going till they reached the Great Salt Lake. Here they heard the words, this is the place. I don't know the tune of that part. I thought I would. It would come back.
It didn't
come back. I don't remember the Brigham Young part, but that is hilarious. Well, anyway.
There you go.
Just every time we start this, I do think of that song.
Do you really?
Yeah. Because it's just like.
That's awesome.
Just the classic. It's so good.
Yeah.
I remember just feeling like just so proud
to proud be to
from
be a
Utah when we learned that
proud
song.
To be a Utah.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I have heard that song because 2003. Yeah, I was living here in 2003.
Well, I just if I learned in fourth grade,
that was
1999
for me.
So and it was written in 96. Yeah. So I don't know when they started teaching it in schools, but
because I do. Remember going to like at BYU at the stadium, going to like some sesquicentennial event, and I'm pretty sure they sang that song at least once.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm also maybe sure my younger brother sang
had to learn it
at school or something.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. But it is somewhat familiar to me.
Classic fourth grade.
Yeah, hold it. You have to learn. Hold it in your heart.
Anyway, how was your Valentine's Day after our soapbox of saying you don't have to do anything?
My Valentine's Day was great because I didn't do a whole lot. I gave my daughters little presents and candy, which they loved. Cute. And then my friend and her boyfriend stopped by for dinner, which was awesome. I love seeing her.
And where does Chloe, she live?
She lives in Seattle.
Okay.
And I met her boyfriend, Adam, for the first time, and he was awesome.
Awesome. So that's always so good when your friend.
I know, right?
Yeah, you really have to, like, date the other person, too. And if you don't like them, it's
difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't live close.
Right?
But it would still be difficult.
Yeah.
She's one of my best friends.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, I got some, like, really good cheese and salami and I made a charcuterie board. I'm not very good at them, but I know like the
basic
thing to get.
You don't have to be very good at them to make them awesome.
It was a good excuse to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, after the kids went to bed, I made the charcuterie board and then we watched 10 Things I Hate About You. We didn't really discuss it. I just turned it on.
Nice. I've never seen that movie.
You haven't seen it? Not with Heath Ledger?
No, never.
Okay, it's on Disney Plus.
I know.
Go and watch
it's
it.
Been
no,
around
it's
forever,
so
and I've never seen it.
Like, stop the podcast. Yes. Let's just go watch it now. Forget this. This is our episode.
Forget all of this. We have things to do.
It's so good. It's like, it takes place in Seattle. It actually was filmed there. It's like 90s. Grunge.
Oh, yes. Like, I've seen parts of it.
Yeah. The music is like
styles. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, for a second, I was thinking Kirsten Dunst because I just was talking about or thinking about her for my episode.
Oh.
She comes up for a second. But anyway,
nice.
Julia Stiles, Heath Ledger, Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Yes, and he's adorable.
The guy from Christmas Story, I mean, the Santa Claus, what's his name, Bernard?
Oh, yes.
He's in it. And he, like, just looks like a 35-year-old.
Always.
Even though he's supposed to be in high school. He probably is high school age. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, it's so good.
Nice.
My favorite part is, like, the fashion. Well, no, my favorite part is Heath Ledger. My second favorite part is the hair and the clothes.
Yeah.
But my husband kept being, like, every time they showed those. Remember those giant black flip-flops? Like the platform flip-flops?
Yeah.
Every time those showed, he's like, oh, stupid flip-flops.
I know, right? They're like ankle breakers.
They're ankle breakers for sure. And they just are so silly and, I don't know.
Hideous.
Yeah, ugly.
Isn't 10 Things I Hate About You based on Shakespeare?
Yeah, there is. So there's like there's an English teacher and he talks about Shakespeare, and they talk about one of the, like, sonnets or whatever, and they have to rewrite that, and in that is when she writes.
But the story is based on a Shakespeare play.
I think so.
Is it? No.
I don't know it. Look it up.
It's based on Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, okay.
Which Kiss Me, Kate, if you've ever seen that musical, is also based on Taming of the Shrew.
Okay.
So, anyways, but 10 Things I Hate About You is...
I'll have to watch it again.
Yes. And the 90s was good at doing, like, Shakespeare revisited type things, like Amanda Bynes, that soccer one.
Wait, that's... what?
That's based on... Is it Taming of the Shrew? No. Did I just say Taming of the Shrew?
You just said Taming.
Twelfth Night? That one's based off Twelfth Night.
The soccer one?
Yeah.
Where she becomes a boy?
Yeah.
What?
I've seen Twelfth Night in Shakespeare in the Park in New York with Anne Hathaway.
Oh my gosh.
And Audrey McDonald. Yeah. So that's what... What is that called? She's all... Nope.
Nope.
Getting
she's
them all
that.
Mixed up now.
I don't know, but I think that's the... After Amanda Bynes, rumor has it.
Yeah.
After that movie, she became crazy because she hated how she looked as a boy.
Oh.
And then she lost her mind and had to go to...
That's why she went crazy?
Yeah, that's what I recently read.
Mean, tragedy. Because she was funny.
She was cute.
Yeah.
She was even cute as a boy.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever that. That was a huge tangent.
No, that's a Mary Kate and Ashley.
I know. I'm getting them all mixed up.
Okay. Anyway, that's great. That's cool. Well, that actually fits really well because my episode is a 90s movie.
Yes.
And I haven't seen this movie, I don't think, since it... I mean, it came out, I would have been 5 years old. So I didn't see it then. But oh, I probably only... I think I remember seeing it when I was like, I don't know, 12?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever seen it since then.
Okay.
But there's so many quotes from it as I've been researching that I've heard people say that... came from that movie, and I didn't even know. And I remembered, like, I remembered the classic things. I remembered their outfits. They're like the orange tux and the blue tux.
Yeah.
And I remember him getting his tongue stuck on the chairlift. I remember him like going to the bathroom and that like terrible scene. I remember it. I just didn't anyway. Oh. And I just went on YouTube and found like just to refresh my memory.
Yeah.
And found like. Classic, like the best
moments.
Moments. And it was fun to see, like, oh yeah, they're definitely in Utah. That's why we were talking about it. All of that was to say that it was filmed in Utah, and that's why we're talking about it.
We also haven't said the name of the movie, Jordan.
Oh. I mean, so perfect for this movie.
It will
movie.
Be titled, so people will know going into
okay,
it.
Okay, wait. Let's not say it yet. I'm going to read the synopsis, and let's see if there's someone out there who doesn't know.
Who did not see... before they clicked. Okay.
Okay. Two dumb but well-meaning friends from Providence, Rhode Island, who set out on a cross-country trip to Aspen, Colorado to return a briefcase full of money to its owner, thinking it was abandoned as a mistake, but was actually left as ransom money. That's about it. That's all. The synopsis was. Okay, this movie is called Dumb and Dumber, which really worked out with my poor intro to it. But anyway, this is... a classic.
Yes.
Your family, you said your brother loved it?
Oh, everyone.
Everyone loves it.
Loves it, watches it,
I
quotes
need to watch it.
It
again.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Okay. So this is a comedy written by Peter Farrelly.
Farrelly?
And he...
Farrelly. Sorry. It's Farrelly.
It is Farrelly.
Yeah, the Farrelly brothers? Is that
Yeah. Name? Yeah. Because okay. His... he co-wrote the screen... play with Bobby Farrelly, his brother.
Okay.
It's starring Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. Jim Carrey's name in it is Lloyd Christmas.
Yes.
And Jeff Daniels' name is Harry Dune. It is, super classic. It was released on my husband's birthday, December 16th, 1994.
Oh.
And it was a hit. It grossed $247 million at the box office and has a cult following.
Yes.
Of course. Oh, and the film spawned an animated TV series.
Oh, really?
I don't remember that.
No,
I never...
neither do I. It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and then they did a sequel in 2014. Did you see
yes.
the sequel?
I did not see the sequel.
I didn't either.
There was also like a prequel, wasn't there?
There was a prequel.
But not with the same actors, obviously.
Yeah.
But no, I did not see the sequel. Did you?
Mm-mm. But anyway, so... A little bit of backstory of just, like, the production. So, originally, they talked about having Steve Martin and Martin Short being Harry and Lloyd.
That would be funny.
They also thought of Nicolas Cage and Gary Oldman.
What?
Being... yes.
That
I think
is
they
so
actually,
weird.
I think those two were the original choices.
Oh, really?
And then they played around with the idea of Steve Martin and Martin Short doing it. They also considered Chris Elliott and Rob Lowe.
Weird.
Kind of a crazy... thing. And Jeff Daniels, the studio didn't want Jeff Daniels to do it. Neither did his agent.
Oh, really?
The agent didn't want him to do it either. And so New Line Cinema only offered him $50,000. Meanwhile, Carrey was getting $7 million to play. So they thought if we lowball him, he won't take up the offer.
Because
he was known as at the time for like more serious roles.
Yeah.
And like, so his agent, I think, was worried that it would ruin his career. And then New Line Cinema, I don't know if they just thought he wouldn't be able to do it as well or if they didn't like him or what. So they only offered him $50,000 and he's like, I'll do it. He wanted to work with Jim
Carrey.
So he took the 50 grand. I don't know if he's gotten, you know, royalties or whatever, how that all works, but that's what his original offer was. So the directors and Jim Carrey that wanted Jeff Daniels for the part. They were on his team. And so anyway, yeah, he took the deal. Another random fact. So if you remember in the movie, Jim Carrey has a split tooth.
Yes.
He has a big chipped front tooth.
Right.
And that was actually real. He had a childhood classmate, and he had it capped, but he decided to have it uncapped
That is hilarious.
Yeah, for this role.
Yeah.
So I thought that was super.
Oh, it just makes it perfect.
Yeah.
His character.
Yeah. Just really going
going the extra mile. I'm pretty sure they would pay for his dental work.
Yeah, he's making $7 million for this.
Yeah, he's good.
Which actually I feel like isn't a lot now. I mean, obviously it's 90s.
Yes.
And he had just done Ace Ventura. I don't know if it had been released yet. So he was still kind of
when
up
they
and
started
coming.
Filming this.
Yeah. And so he was just about to become a superstar. So anyway, so Bobby Farley was asked about his time in Utah, and he said, we had written the story where the two guys go from Providence to Aspen, and being in Los Angeles when we wrote it, we were trying to think of where we could go to shoot this that's not Aspen. We didn't think they would let us into Aspen, and so one of our producers said, you know, a great place to shoot this would be Utah because it has so much to offer. It has flatlands, it has mountains, it has snow. We went and took a look, and lo and behold, he was right, so we shot it all there, and we had a fantastic time. I don't know, he said, I don't know, I always had a soft spot in my heart for Salt Lake City after that. Aww, he loves us.
Yeah.
But just, yeah. I think we've said before, is there are so many.
Yeah.
I mean, they drive down a really flat area to show middle of nowhere America. And that was
the Midwest
in Utah,
or whatnot.
And then, the mountains to show Colorado. And they filmed a little bit in Colorado, but most of it was filmed here.
I wonder if it was just wide shots, exterior shots, to be this is Aspen.
Well, and they also filmed it, and it wasn't even Aspen. It was right above Aspen because it was springtime, and they needed a place that still had snow.
Oh, interesting.
So they never actually were in Aspen.
That's so funny.
There is a scene at the Stanley Hotel as well. And anyway, so yeah, just a couple times they were in Colorado.
Nice.
And the where he gets his tongue stuck on the chairlift.
Yeah.
That was in this other ski resort, whatever.
Okay.
I didn't look into it. It wasn't in Utah.
Not in Utah. It doesn't matter.
So it starts off at the Salt Lake International Airport.
Yes, it's and if you know the Salt Lake Airport, you immediately recognize it.
And Lloyd, Jim Carrey, drops off Mary Swanson, and he's in love with her. And there's
the part
where he's a limo driver. And he says, goodbye, my love.
Yes.
And then he actually, and then he, well, he goes and he falls off of the tarmac or whatever. Not the tarmac. He falls onto the tarmac.
The ramp.
The ramp.
Into
the walkway. He runs to go on the airplane. And
yes.
He's like, don't worry, I'm a limo driver or whatever.
Yes.
And the plane has already
left. She left her luggage.
Yes. But the plane has
already
left.
And he's trying to get it back to her. But the plane is already left.
And then he falls out of the...
Oh, I was thinking he fell into luggage, but he fell right on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Harry and Lloyd's apartment is supposed to be on the East Coast, but it's really downtown Salt Lake City.
What?
It is the Smith Apartments, which I have seen. I totally know where this is. Kind of cool. It's located near 300 East and 200 South downtown. The interior shots were actually filmed at the Osmond Studios.
Oh, in Orem.
In Orem, but that's now rehab.
Yeah, now it's the Cirque Lodge.
How do you know? I mean, you're from there.
Yeah, I'm from there. I used to live right off 800 North right there.
Okay, because in a minute, I'm going to talk about the famous stars that have been there.
At Cirque Lodge?
At Cirque Lodge.
Oh, I know who some of them are, but yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. But Osmond Studios, so was it owned by the Osmonds? And it was just
that's where they used to film the Donny and Marie show.
Okay.
Because they were living in the area.
Yeah.
And some of them still do live in the area. Yeah, that's where they used to film their variety show for years, and all sorts of stars have been on the Donnie and Marie show as
well. Yeah, for sure.
And then it was not Osmond Studios for a while, but they filmed other stuff there and recorded other stuff there, and then it turned into the Cirque Lodge.
Okay.
Rehab.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, so we'll get there back there in a minute. Mary Swanson, her East Coast mansion is really in Sandy, Utah. And do you know what? Do you know what restaurant it is?
Is it La Kai?
It's La Kai.
What?
The fanciest restaurant in Salt Lake City when you're a high school.
Yes. When you've senior never going to been prom. Anywhere else.
Yeah. It's so. Now when I see it, I have never been there.
Oh, you haven't?
I've just seen exterior shots and it looks very cheesy.
Yes, I have thoughts on La Kai.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that later.
Anyway.
Been there a few times.
So there's a part where he like, this is like a dream sequence. And he like goes up to the door and like knocks on the door.
Yes.
They actually do go inside of it, too. So there's, like, in the dream, Lloyd is entertaining Mary's friends in a cozy living room in front of a fireplace. And he's tossing nuts in his face and lighting his own farts. Don't remember that. Aww. And it's, and it's also the same room where he unveils her headlights. I kind of remember that.
Yes, it's a little PG-13.
It's a little PG-13, probably one of the first ones I saw. This area is located on the second floor, and I think it's kind of like an office now or something. Maybe they have a table in front of it, but I saw two different photos. One with like a computer in front of the fireplace, and then one with like a table. Okay. So anyway, and then let's see. Okay, so they go to the Aspen Snow Owl benefit.
Yes.
And this is when they're in their iconic orange.
Yes.
And blue.
Powder blue.
Yeah, tuxes.
Yes, with all the ruffles.
All the ruffles and like
and hats.
And the cane.
Top hats. Yes, cane.
So when they show up, it is actually, do you know what it is?
No.
It's the Devereaux Mansion where I had my wedding reception.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
It's
where
right
is it?
Across the street from the Gateway and the Vivint Smart Home Arena. It's like downtown right there.
I have no idea what
this
is.
It's also haunted, so I'm going to have to do an episode on that.
Yeah.
But this is just the exterior of the Aspen Snow Owl benefit.
Oh, and interesting.
You totally recognize it as soon as you see it. And then when they go inside, it's actually the Grand Hall at the Union Pacific Depot, which is inside the Gateway Mall.
Oh.
And that is like, you go in, it's a giant room, and it has, like, a mural of pioneers.
Right.
And it's super echoey. People have receptions there.
Oh, interesting.
In the movie, you recognize the floor a little bit. You recognize some of the lighting, but I don't think it ever shows, like, the pioneer mural.
Right, they really probably covered it and put stuff in front of it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that it's like it's the scene where he pops the cork and it kills
and it
the
kills
owl.
The bird. It
flies across and kills the owl.
At its very own benefit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anyway, so there's that scene. And then I think they leave in a horse-drawn carriage. And that's, again, outside the Devereaux.
Okay.
So they're right across the street from each other, which is convenient for a filming crew. Anyway, it was funny to watch. I did watch those scenes and just like totally recognize everything. Harry and Lloyd, they share a bath along their journey at the second best motel. The exterior of the hotel was redecorated slightly. There's like they put a thing over the sign, so it's like a big heart, and it says something like the second time is better or something.
Oh,
so dumb. And the exterior was in Heber. And it's the Heber Inn now. It's renamed the Heber Inn. The interior with like the heart bath and everything was back at the Osmond Studios.
Okay, so that was a set. Okay.
Yeah. So back to the Osmond. I'm like now more like really into this.
Yeah.
The Osmond Studios that turned into the Cirque Lodge. A couple of the famous people that have been there are Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
Mary Kate Olsen.
Okay.
And I remember that because they said she was in rehab for an eating disorder.
Yes.
They don't treat eating disorders there. They treat drug addiction. Chris Klein, who was on American Pie.
Yep.
Kirsten Dunst and Eva Mendes. Also, though, Kirsten and Eva in their, like they talked about being there in an interview. Oh, okay. And they both talked about depression and like anxiety and going there for that. But when I went to their website, it really was like alcohol and drug addiction. Yeah. It really, it didn't specify eating disorders or whatever, which like who cares?
It's probably
whatever.
Just
at least they got
code
help
for the real thing.
Yeah.
I think also Matthew Perry was there.
Probably.
So there's like a Gold's Gym down the street and people saw him because he used to be a tennis player. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
And so people saw him playing tennis there.
At the Gold's Gym.
At the Gold's Gym.
Probably a Vasa now.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Golds?
And it used to be a grocery store back in the day.
you know the whole history of Orem. So where is this? Where is it by?
So if you are familiar with Orem.
I'm ish.
There's 800 North. So if you're on I-15, there's the 800 North exit. It's a good way to get
there's
to
a Macy's,
Provo.
Right? 800
there's
North
a Macy's.
And State Street.
Yep.
We lived close there for the first like 6 months we were married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so it's also how you get to Provo Canyon, to Sundance. Mm-hmm. And so it's closer to the canyon. I think they also have some facilities up the canyon, at Sundance, perhaps. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But it's on the south side of 800 North. It's a big building. For the Cirque Lodge, they put in a helicopter pad. I'm not sure if that's still there for the celebs. Mm-hmm. But I used to live right near there, so we would see the helicopters come in and out. And it has a big gate out the front, which I think was added. I don't think Osmond Studios had that huge gate.
Yeah.
But, it's not far from, like, the Harmons. I think it's a little more east of the Harmons.
Okay, I don't think there was a Harmons there when I lived there.
The Harmons has been there for a long time.
Okay.
If you were married, the Harmons was there.
Okay.
Yeah. But also that Harmons is like one of the closest grocery stores to Sundance. So it also gets a lot of celebrities.
Okay.
But
okay, so that was closer to the canyon then.
Yeah, it's a little bit closer.
Like you said. So yeah, I was closer to
Sundance. Yeah, so it's like 800 North and 800 East. Or is it 1600 East? Anyways.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There we go.
So it's this big building.
Yeah.
And I've been there once or twice prior to it being Cirque Lodge.
For filming. For single sword?
I'm trying to think. No. For my uncle used to work at the LDS Motion Picture Studio as the art director. And so they were building some sets in there. And we would, on occasion, get to go visit sets.
Nice.
So they did that in their post Osmond Studio, pre Cirque Lodge.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, cool.
Tangent over.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting. And yeah, just that I remember the Mary-Kate thing because I'm a big fan. But also, like, I was living in Orem. I think I was in college during that. And I, like, heard she was around.
And you're like, I gotta find her.
I also was one time at University Mall at Forever 21. And Lindsay Lohan was in there shopping. And everyone was just like, deer
losing
headlights,
their minds.
Staring at her, like, didn't really know what to do. She looked like a crazy person.
Wow.
She looked so
terrible.
I feel like people
story.
Probably think that when I go to the grocery store without makeup, but like she looks pretty rough. So I wonder if that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she and Amanda Bynes, man.
Yeah. Like just.
We're so great.
Yeah, they were both had like such promising careers and then mental health, man.
Yeah.
And drug
and
use.
Child fame.
Yeah. Not good.
And maybe terrible parents. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know Amanda, but Lindsay's parents did not seem great.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Dumbledore.
Focus, people.
Okay. So Mary's parents, they supposedly have an East Coast mansion, but it's actually a large cabin near Deer Valley.
Okay. Park City.
Done. No one really knows that. Or no, I think that's the one. I can't remember. There's one where it's like no one really knows the actual location, but I do think people found that one. So there is a scene where there is a 7-Eleven. So filmed at a 7-Eleven in Ogden, though people swear it was filmed in Twilla or Heber, but it's been pretty much proven that it was the Ogden 7-Eleven. I mean, it has been proven because there's like a side by side of like the buildings next to it.
With a photo, yeah.
But apparently there was like a really big like, no, it was Tula. No, it was Heber. The director, Bobby Farrelly. Wait, is that how we decided to say it?
Farrelly.
Pointed out that the extras in the scene were just guys standing around the shoot. And they like, they weren't part of the, I mean, maybe they were part of the crew.
They were like official extras, yeah.
And Carrie's line where he says, so big gulps, huh? Or something like that. That was completely improvised.
Oh, no.
And that's kind of been like a famous quote. Yeah. And then let's see, portions of the famous scene where Lloyd and Harry ride into Aspen on a mighty Vespa with ice crystals hanging from their noses.
Is that Provo Canyon?
It said filmed in Park City, but there is people to talk about American Fork and then Provo Canyon too. But
yeah, like is it not Aspen Grove, the Alpine Loop? Is that what that is?
Maybe. It just said Park City.
Okay.
But possibly. After Harry and Lloyd spend the day looking for new jobs, Lloyd decides to walk to the store to pick up some bare essentials. And that's when he drops his wallet in the Rhode Island Sleuth newspaper box.
Yes.
And is robbed by the little old lady on the motorized cart. Anyway, that was filmed really close to their apartments.
Oh, okay. In Salt Lake.
And it was next to the old Salt Lake Antiques building on 300 South and 300 East.
Oh.
I think that one's a little bit like harder to recognize because it's changed a little bit. In the opening scene, Harry drops off some poorly manicured dogs at the Providence Pedigree Pooches Dog Show.
Yes.
At the time, it was the Holiday Inn, and that it served as the production offices for the film.
Oh.
It's now the Palmer Court Affordable Housing Development at 999 South Main Street.
Okay.
Out of convenience, a lot of scenes were shot around that area, just around the downtown Salt Lake by the apartments, including the limo drive to the airport and the very first scene of the film where Jim Carrey hits the Austrian woman from the back of his limo. I don't remember that. I think he runs in, like, runs into her.
Oh, yeah.
Dante's Inferno, the restaurant where Harry and Lloyd accidentally kill Joe Mentolino with rat poison.
Yes.
That was filmed at a burger joint in Ogden.
Okay.
But no one knows, like, exactly where it was filmed.
Oh, interesting.
I saw a couple photos of, like, possible locations, but I don't know what it currently is.
Yeah.
And then many of the driving shots in the Shaggin' Wagon and the scooter that were meant to look like Nebraska were actually filmed out near Kennecott, which is by you.
Oh, that is by me.
It was near the area of 7800 South and Highway 111.
Oh, interesting.
So kind of cool.
Before it was mostly developed.
Yeah. When it was actually flat and bare and
empty.
Deserty.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's basically all the main Utah
locations,
shots that people have like found. If you go to cityweekly.net, they have like side by side of like then and now and like screenshots of the movie. I also got a lot of my information from curbed.com, filmutah.gov, and Wikipedia.
Well, thank you, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's always fun to learn about movies that were filmed here.
I was also watching a YouTube video of a guy who was, I don't know where he flew in here from, but he was like filming him going around all these locations.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he just kept being like, I can't believe they filmed Dumb and Dumber. And this is their actual apartment.
Yeah.
And like everything, he was freaking, he was a big fan.
Yeah, I can feel that person. I have been that person.
For sure.
In various places
where I'm absolutely
like, oh my gosh, this is where this was filmed.
And you like instantly recognize it and you feel like you found the Holy Grail.
Your Mecca. Yeah.
You're just so excited.
You're like, this is it.
Totally.
That was me when I went to Stars Hollow.
Oh, yeah.
When it was being filmed.
The WB.
The Warner Brothers Lab.
Was it being, like, the new series was being filmed?
No, this was when the original series
was being filmed. Oh, that's so cool.
That was a heaven
for
someone like me.
When we lived in New York, we were, like, just walking around, and I stumbled upon one of the scenes of the, like, exterior of the school that they go to, and there's, like, an iconic scene where they're, like, singing Christmas music on the
Wait, what school?
Oh,
What show?
Gossip Girl.
Oh, Gossip Girl. Okay.
Like, why am I talking about shows before telling you what they are? I just want you to guess.
I can't read your mind, Jordan.
The show in New York City. There's only one.
I know. Sex and the City?
Okay, fine. Anyway, they're singing Christmas music on the outside, on like the front. It's like the very opening scene. And I was just walking by and I looked at it and I was like,
wait a second.
I know this place. I know it.
In my bones.
It's just like, I know where this came from. And I like, Santa Baby just came to my brain. And I knew exactly what I was seeing. I was like freaking out, and Daniel was like, "All right, you're embarrassing." And I think he just kept walking.
Yeah.
And then I also Blair's apartment was right around the corner from there.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, "We live Upper six East blocks side. From Blair's apartment. That's amazing."
Yeah.
Daniel didn't really think it was cool, but
yeah. When I lived in New York, me and my roommates, one of my roommates and one of my friends. We did a You've Got Mail tour to all the locations because we lived on the Upper West Side and the whole movie is on the Upper West Side. So
yeah,
we went around to all the spots.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
It was fun.
Cool. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Utah Famous. We post every time. There's a new episode.
Every time.
Every time.
And the day before, we give you a little
hint. Yeah, we give you a little hint.
It's a really cute thing. I put some together.
In GIF mode.
GIF. It's GIF now.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Someone.
Always GIF.
That's what I think.
Forget this. GIF is peanut butter, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It is peanut butter. And also, we had two professors from the UK, and they also pronounced it GIF. I mean, shit. They also pronounced it GIF. And I think that trumps all.
Oh, yeah. Professors from the UK? UK.
They know.
They know what they're talking about. Okay. Anyways, we are also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. You're always welcome to join and chime in. We would love to hear from you. We are on Twitter at Utah Famous Pod for anyone who is left on Twitter that isn't a comedian or a news agency.
I'm on Twitter all day.
And you are always welcome to email us at utahfamous@gmail.com with comments or suggestions for upcoming episodes.
Take the comment back about Twitter. Take it back.
I'm not going to.
It's just rude.
No one is on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter and my comedians
and news organizations. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Back to Utah. Utah is a place where I